Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative O'Driscoll, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. They appear to be in order, and I move the minutes from the meeting of May 6th.
Representative O'Driscoll moves minutes of May 6, 2015. Any corrections? Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are adopted. I move the calendar for the day, Monday, May 11th, 2015. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Question. Since this is the calendar for Monday, does that mean there's no session on Saturday or Sunday?
Correct. Yep. And members, on that, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period is in place for amendments. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for the House File 748 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And Representative Albright, if you could explain your bill.
Members, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, and members, this is not Groundhog Day. The movie. What we have before you is that under consideration by Bill Marks of the economic situation with this bill, he found that both spending and revenue were reduced out of a special fund. And so for that purpose, just to make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, we wanted to make sure that proper consideration was made. So we're requesting that it be heard by Ways and Means.
Representative Albright, are you talking about House File 748, the disaster?
No.
Could you explain the House File 748?
I'm sorry. I am suffering from Groundhog Day. House File 748 is the disaster relief bill for the state that had been moving through the channels. That one is completed now. It has had the proper vetting from all of the various agencies, Bowser, DNR, and MnDOT, as well as FEMA, and so we're asking for consideration of that. The reason that it took so long is because of the nature of the flooding event, as well as the preparation of the materials and the proper vetting for the projects that are considered inside the bill.
Right, any discussion, members? Representative Pawlowski.
Representative Albright, can you explain why this wasn't in House File 164 when we settled the disaster issue early in session?
Representative Albright.
Madam Chair, Representative Pawlowski, this is for the FEMA match that is not part of the deficiency that was considered in House File number 1. And in preparation, the materials and the costing estimates that are considered in House File 748 were not at point ready to be included in House File number 1.
Yep. Mr. Chair.
Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, Representative Albright, when you say it did match FEMA, there were months to prepare House File 164. So why wasn't it included in 164 if there were months of preparation with the same agencies that you're now talking about, and suddenly they appear here? My second question should be, what exactly is being funded here?
Representative Albright.
Madam Chair and Representative Pawlowski, what we are doing is funding for flood mitigation, for the remediation of the beaches and some of the transit ways that are considered under the 36 counties that were affected, as well as we're replacing a bridge and a dam out at the Blue Mounds area, as well as some private public partnerships, the flood outlet channel and Prior Lake and Scott County as well, that were not known in terms of the estimates at the time that the first bill was brought through the committee process.
Representative Pawlowski?
Well, Madam Chair, this is going to Ways and Means, so we'll have another opportunity to have a discussion. But I think we need to have a discussion exactly why we are now funding any type of a private entity, and you're using Chapter 12A and 12B in the bill. So I'm not. You don't have to answer that right now, but I think that discussion has to be had in Ways and Means.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 2235 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Albright, you can go back to your earlier
I'll rewind
points.
The tape, Madam Chair. Yes. On this matter, as I've explained before, Bill Marks took a look at the revenue and expenditures for this bill and found that it both reduces spending and revenue in a special fund. And for proper consideration, we're asking that it be heard by the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Albright. As you said earlier, is this not Groundhog's Day? Didn't we hear a similar bill to this? And I guess what is the path and what is the process that's going to be followed moving forward on this? Which of the two bills is going to be coming forward and which one is going to fall by the wayside?
Representative Albright.
Madam Chair and Representative Nelson, both are clones. They're identical to each other, and for the purposes of putting the various pieces of the language before the committees in an effort to get it to the floor as quickly as possible, we cloned. So the bill that we're talking about today will not be on the House floor. 2193, which first was heard, will be the bill that will be heard on the floor.
So, Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson.
So this bill, 2235, is going to Ways and Means?
Correct.
And is 2193 going to make a stop there, or is this going to make it with the one making the stop there to get the hearing?
Representative Albright.
Madam Chair and Representative Nelson, 2235 will be the one that makes the stop in Ways and Means. 2193 right now is on the register.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. That's the business for today. Meeting is...
Wait, my question.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Madam Chair. I have a question for you, just to be clear about this. When it's 24-hour filing deadline for amendments, mm-hmm. How does that work when it's on a Monday?
Friday.
They have to be in by Friday.
Okay, so it's a biz 24-hour
yep,
biz.
Friday at noon and then 6.
Okay, thank you. And then let me just ask you to verify this. If we're working on a Saturday, it's still a Friday.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Seeing none, meeting adjourned.